Marching to stop violence against women, Southampton, the Socialist Party decided to mark International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women on the 25th of November, by organizing a protest in the city centre. "We wanted to be loud, and we wanted to be visible. 20 people turned up to our protest, and some passers-by were eager to take our leaflets, and stop to share their own experiences. Unfortunately, we were dwarfed by the noisy Christmas market, so speeches and taking a moment of silence was out of the question. Thankfully, we'd organized a public meeting close by, so people had the chance to discuss what we could do to combat sexism and violence against women. It was a real education." University students described just how widespread drink spiking had become. They were keen to organize and demand change. "The experiences of trans women were raised in the discussion, and how likely they are to be attacked in the street, or in clubs as they are seen as fair game by misogynist perpetrators. It was an emotional discussion. Clubs and the police are not taking incidents seriously enough, echoing outdated ideas of women asking for it by how we dress, and how we behave. We discussed the many tough choices women have to make under this rotten system, how some women are forced into sex work out of poverty, or stay with a violent partner, because there's nowhere else to go due to cuts to refuge provision and a dire lack of decent, truly affordable housing. We fight for every improvement to women's lives. Capitalism is rotten to the core and needs to be swept away by uniting our class for socialist change." Maggie Fryker.